This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Kiss My Arch show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 2 minutes past the hour of nine. Thanks so much to the World Wide Wave team for another fantastic show. We have got a jam-packed night on Kiss My Arch this evening. First up, I've been getting into the latest album from Mia Dyson this week. Her album called The Moment was released on the 17th of August, and I'll be sharing a little bit of all her blues and roots goodness later on. Melbourne band Alpine are joining us on Kiss My Arts tonight. I've been sharing a little bit of music with you from their debut album, A is for Alpine, over the past few weeks, and tonight we speak with Alpine frontwoman Lou to hear all about it firsthand. And something a little bit special tonight on Kiss My Arts, I chat with internationally acclaimed dancer, 19-year-old Amber Miller. Amber is one of the dancers of the Eefman Ballet, who this week, direct from the stages of St. Petersburg, present Russian ballet at its best right here in Melbourne. I can't wait to talk with Amber about life as a dancer with one of the world's leading contemporary ballet companies. But first, let's check out some of the tracks from Mia Dyson's new album, The Moment. This one, surprisingly enough, is called When the Moment Comes. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, what a fantastic song. That's from Mia Dyson's very, very new album called The Moment, and that track was appropriately called When the Moment Comes. We all have the moment. The moment we ask what the hell we are doing with our lives and how the heck we got here. We invite our least reliable friend, but most dependable drinking buddy, around for a glass or three and chat all of our problems out. Mia Dyson has had a number of her own testing moments in recent years. In 2009, Dyson left Melbourne for the States in pursuit of the big time. Instead, she went broke, lost her band, and her management attempted to change her name and sell her to reality TV. So Dyson popped open her own bottle in the form of swirling organs and fuzzy guitars to get her moment out. And boy, am I glad her whiskey-throated vocals graced my record player this week, because her latest album, The Moment, is fantastic. Dyson's lyrics are intimate poetic stories, at times emotionally raw but always memorable and engaging. She shares her experiences of watching a friend slide into alcoholism and sings a heartbreaking story about having a child removed by the state in the track Jessie. She shares her own insecurities in the track The Outskirts of Town with lyrics like, "Can we do what we love? Oh, the hard work, it is never enough." But the hard work has paid off. In her album The Moment, Dyson takes the best elements of straight-up rock and roll, blues, country, and Americana, rolls them all together with her husky vocals, stuffs it with some vintage organs, and smokes life's problems away. This is not at all an album of defeat or woe. Anything but. The underlying theme of Dyson's album, The Moment, is one of strength and carrying on despite life's setbacks. Each track is an anthem. Each track is raw and real. Each track is exquisitely orchestrated with wonderful instrumental colours and thoughtful textures. She went to the US in pursuit of the big time, and you know what? I think she found it. Not in a big glossy fireworks moment, but in the many small moments. These moments have given us this incredible album. An album we will all understand, relate to, and love. The Moment is Mia Dyson at her absolute best. The album, called The Moment, was released on the 17th of August, and Mia Dyson tours Australia nationally in September. So head to miadyson.com for more info on all that.
Hey, this is Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on the Kiss My Arts show on Joy 94.9, direct from the best stages of St. Petersburg, New York, London, Berlin, Milan, and Moscow, one of the world's finest contemporary dance companies, will present a visual feast of passion, entertainment and drama right here in Melbourne. Eastman Ballet, who tour the world constantly to packed houses, will make its Australian debut this week with two of its most acclaimed productions, Anna Karenina and Tchaikovsky. At the helm of the Eastman phenomena is Russian choreographer Boris Eastman, a master of psychological ballet, a choreographer slash philosopher concerned with the problems of the modern world. Even as a young man, his work attracted attention. Many of the themes he explored, from religion to sex, mental illness and homosexuality, they were seen as either sensitive or were forbidden. Despite Soviet-era disapproval, he began developing his groundbreaking work, which we see today in the Eastman Ballet. Boris Eastman's 50-strong company are set to thrill Australian audiences with powerful and emotional performances. His dancers are classically trained and world-class. One of the dancers from Eastman Ballet is Amber Miller. While growing up in Texas, Amber studied at various schools in all forms of dance before solely focusing on ballet. After many years of training and touring, at the age of 15, Amber was invited to study full-time at the Ellison Ballet, a professional training program in New York City. Amber joined Eastman Ballet in August last year. We have Amber on the line to tell us about all of her wonderful experiences. But before we delve into the world of contemporary ballet, we have a few quick announcements, and then I'm going to play you a track by Tchaikovsky, who is a classical composer of the Romantic era and whose music is being used by the Eastman Ballet on their current tour. You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Now you're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Tchaikovsky, and that was a piece from his ballet Swan Lake. Now, speaking of ballet, we are talking tonight about the Eastman Ballet, who are indeed in Melbourne. And I have Amber Miller on the line, who is a ballet dancer and is joining us to talk about her experiences. Amber, thanks so much for joining us tonight on the Kiss My Art Show.
Hello,
in Melbourne.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, I believe you're an acclaimed ballet dancer, but I read in an interview, Amber, that when you were growing up, you actually hated ballet. Is this true?
Yes, it was. When I was younger, I loved like the jazz and the tap and the hip hop and all like the fast movement things. And ballet was just kind of boring to me. And then when I was about 11, I went on tour with the American Ballet Theatre in Texas. And after watching the professionals on stage and getting to see their lifestyle and just how beautiful it was when professionals do it and just how hard it really was, it made me really love it. And now I'm here.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
So when did you really know that you truly wanted to be a ballet dancer?
Probably after I finished that tour, I really I caught the bug and I really started to love it. And then I had a really good teacher in Texas that really taught me a lot. And then when I went to New York, my teacher in New York was just amazing. And he really taught me everything I know. And he really just made me love it even more.
So I assume that a lot of the people listening to this show have no idea what process is involved in becoming a professional ballet dancer. Can you take us through your experiences of the stages that you've had to go through to get where you are today? Because, I mean, your biography is a mile long, so I'll let you explain it all.
Well, when I was was about 13 is when I started to do more intense ballet, so I'll start from there. I went to Texas Ballet Theater School when I was that age, and it was more not as intense as it was in New York, but every day after school from 5 till 10 o'clock at night, I would go to dance. And I was there for 2 years, and then I was asked to come to New York for a school there, and we would dance there every day from about 11 in the morning until sometimes 11 at night with maybe an hour of break in between. And I was there for 3 years, and then and now I'm at Eisman. So it's a lot of work, and it's really hard, but it's worth it.
So you actually, is it Eisman or Eisman Ballet?
Eisman.
Yeah. So you joined Eisman last year. So it's been exactly a year, I think, since you joined in August last year.
Yes.
How did you end up with the Eisman Ballet? Did they just call you up? Was there an audition process?
Well, I had watched them perform once when I was in New York, and I really loved it. And when I was 18, they came to tour in Chicago. And so I sent my email and my DVD and everything, and they asked me to come and audition. And so I went, and I took class for 2 days, and then they offered me a contract. So.
And that's that.
Yeah, I decided to go.
What kind of sacrifices, Amber, have you had to make in your journey to become a professional ballet dancer?
Oh, a lot, but it was all worth it because it's what I love to do and it's what I wanted. And it's, I don't know, I wouldn't exactly say there were sacrifices that I made. It's just part of the lifestyle that I chose.
What's the best thing about being a dancer?
I would say getting to be able to tour the world and perform for so many different audiences and on so many different stages and just touring. I love it so much, getting to see the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I believe you were part of a web series called Dance 212.
Yes, I was.
You probably get asked this a lot. It's quite interesting, though, that you agreed to let people follow you around with cameras and document your dance training and your life. How did all that come about, and what was that experience like?
Well, one of the producers was in New York, and he contacted my ballet teacher there, and he asked, you know, do you have anyone that I could use? And they chose me. And so that was kind of an interesting experience because I've never done anything like that at all. And so they would come to class every day and then they would follow me around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they also gave me my own, like, camera to, like, film myself to, like, talk to it and everything. So it was kind of a little weird at first, but after a while I got used to it. But
it's like
changed.
Big brothers watching.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so another interesting thing, Amber, is that you turned down a contract to dance with Houston Ballet 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seems like a pretty massive thing to turn down. Was it, or was it something that you had to think about a lot? Or what were your reasons for turning down such a huge opportunity?
It was definitely a hard decision just because it was so close to home. And, everyone speaks English. It's very close to home. I had been there before, and I was going to feel very comfortable there, and I really liked Houston Ballet. Like, all the dancers are really amazing, and the staff and the teachers are all really great. And I was actually said I was going to go there. I had committed to them. And then after auditioning for Eisman and getting the contract, not many people get that opportunity, and I never thought in a million years I would get the chance to go to Russia and dance in a ballet company. And so I couldn't really, I don't know, I just felt like I couldn't turn down an offer like that. So I just had to take it.
So you're obviously not Russian, given the accent. What's it like living in Russia?
It's definitely a lot different. It was hard at first because I knew absolutely nothing. Like, I couldn't even count. But all my roommates really helped me a lot inside the studio and out. Like, they told me where to go, what time to be places, and just helped me out a lot. And so I say, yeah, it was a big, big, big change, but people helped me a lot.
Because there's 50 dancers with Eifman Ballet. That's an enormous amount of dancers. Is there some rivalry or competition there, or is it mainly quite supportive?
No, everyone's really supportive of everyone. Everyone's really nice, and they help you a lot. And if they see, like, maybe you don't know some of the choreography, they'll come over to you and they'll help you and they'll teach it to you. And everyone is always helping everyone out. Even if you're a soloist or if you're a corps ballet member, it's all a team effort.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good because not everywhere is like that. So it's nice.
So what's your experience like with Eifman Ballet? Because Eifman Ballet has a reputation for being a different kind of ballet, with, you know, combining acting with technique and transforming these quite sort of psychological and philosophical themes into dance. Was it a big transition for you into the Eifman Ballet, or what's your experience has been like with this kind of really complex dance?
It definitely was at first, because in New York, my school was completely pure classical. We only did classical ballet. And Eichmann's style is very unique. He's one of a kind, and it's kind of a contemporary modern. So at first, I was very rigid, and they were always telling me to, know, like, loosen up, like, let your body go, and all this stuff. And so it was definitely very hard at first. But then after a while, I think my jazz from my early years kind of helped me, and it kicked in.
So you found the perfect blend.
Yes, that's for sure.
Amber, what's a typical day in the life of an Eifman ballet dancer?
Every day we have class from 11 to 12, and then we have rehearsal from 12 to 3, and then we have a break from 3 to 7, and then we have rehearsal again from 7 to 10.
Wow.
And, yeah, so it's a lot.
Oh, that's amazing. You're in Melbourne. Well, you and Eifman Ballet are in Melbourne at the moment for the Australian debut, if you like.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role with the current tour?
My role is pretty small. It's only my second year, so I'm not a soloist or anything like that, that's for sure. But I'm just in the corps de ballet, and I dance in every show, and I'm just glad to be here, and I'm just so grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah. Can you tell us anything about the ballet itself? Because there's the Anna Karenina and also Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
Are you involved with both?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Anna Karenina is very, very intense and very physical. It's a lot of work. The corps ballet is always so tired at the end, and the soloists do so much. And it's a lot of intricate choreography, especially the soloists. The pas de deux that they do, the lifts, and it's just amazing to watch. And it kind of takes you to a different place for the 2 hours that you watch it. And at the end, it's just very exciting. And Tchaikovsky is more classical. Mm-hmm. And we have, like, the swans, and the guys are actually the black swans, and it's like a classical but with a modern twist, kind of. It's very cool. It's very different. It's not going to be what you expect.
Wow. And I believe that the, I think opening night is on Tuesday, I believe, 28th?
I'm not really sure, actually.
I think so. And it runs through till Sunday, the 9th of September. So for all our listeners in Melbourne, if you get the chance anytime between this Tuesday, the 28th, through to the 9th of September, to go and see the Eifman Ballet, I totally recommend that you do so. Head to the Eifman Ballet in Australia .com. Eifman as in Eifman, Ballet in Australia .com, to go and see Amber and the rest of the Eifman Ballet. Amber, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to hear your journey. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, the life of a dancer. How intense is that? So that's the Eifman Ballet, direct from Russia with their Australian premiere here in Melbourne. that's starting tomorrow, the 28th, running through to Sunday, the 9th of September at various dates and times. Head to eifmanballetinaustralia.com for more information about that. You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
Find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 29 minutes past the hour of 9 on your Monday night. Alpine, six friends from Melbourne who make bold, twinkling, sophisticated pop music. It's not a mountain range in the Swiss Alps. Alpine. Their debut, almost self-titled record, is a collection of vibrant songs that shimmer and shine with colourful harmonies and inventive melodies. You'll love their eccentric blend of hypnotic interlocking disco-like rhythms, swirling synthesizers, luscious ethereal harmonies, and catchy riffs. Alpine explore diverse themes, ideas, and sounds on their brand new album. It's their innocent and not so innocent exploration through their 20-something emotions. Alpine are always assured, but never quite taking themselves too seriously. Since forming, Alpine have toured with the likes of Kimbra, Cloud Control, The Jezebels, The Naked and Famous, and Matt Corby, to name just a few, and have graced festivals around the country, including Splendor in the Grass, Southbound and Falls Festival, and were also invited to perform at South by Southwest in 2012. Frontwoman Lou James joins us on the phone to talk about life in the Alpine Lane. But first, let's check out their single. This one is called Gasoline. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 25 minutes to 10. You've been listening to a very, very cool track called Gasoline by Melbourne band Alpine. That's their latest single from their fresh, hot off the press album, debut album, in fact. A is for Alpine. Now, we have front woman Lou James on the line right now to talk to us about the album. So instead of hearing me talk about it, let's hear what Lou has to say about the album. Lou, thanks so much for joining us on the Kiss My Art Show.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Firstly, congratulations on the new album.
Thank you very much. Very exciting time for us, so it's a happy day.
Happy days. Must be a bit of a relief to finally have that physical copy pressed out there for the world to hear, and we've been hearing quite a lot of it on Kiss My Arts tonight, so it's fantastic stuff. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. It's pretty insane to, I don't know, actually have, like you said, a physical copy. It's the weirdest thing. It's really hard to explain how it feels, but it's, surreal and just exciting and kind of a little bit unfathomable. Like, I don't know. It's great. It's good. I'm positive. Yeah.
Because Alpine have, you guys have been performing a lot and you've had a really successful EP, two EPs, I think, actually. Is that right?
Just one, Zurich. One EP, yeah.
That's right, Zurich EP, which has had an enormous amount of success already. What's it like to actually have the full-length album?
We never really stopped writing since the Zurich EP, so it wasn't like we sort of stopped and then we're like, okay, we're going to write just for the album. So I guess it's just like a reflection of this whole sort of over the years, the time frame since the EP to now. And it's just kind of, I guess, a song vomit of everything that we've been sort of experiencing and, writing. So it just kind of naturally, came in shape of an album. So it's cool as well. I think there's been definitely over the years we've been sort of pushing ourselves and trying to sort of explore what our sound is, and it's something that I think is going to continue developing. I don't know. I think I've always found that question really hard. Mm. You know, what's your sound? And I kind of like that. I find it really hard to describe. And yeah, so I guess the album's just the result of all that, and it's we're really, really happy with it.
Yeah, it is a really, really tricky one to put into a box, a genre box, because it's just a whole combination of everything. And maybe that comes back to the fact that that Alpine is made up of such an eclectic group of people with all sorts of different musical backgrounds.
Yeah.
And combining all of that together into this kind of melting pot of music. So
yeah, it's like a big Alpine soup. Delicious Alpine soup.
And Lou, what's your musical background?
Well, to be honest, I never really learned an instrument. I was always a huge fan of, like, for me, Spice Girls, I think, was the main thing when I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do singing. I want to be in a band. I guess I sort of ended up doing pop music as well, which is, obviously sort of the direction I ended up going, which was good. I did a lot of singing at school. I did sort of some singing, at concerts and things like that, but, you know, I think luckily it just sort of all fell into place with us all getting together. It wasn't planned. It was just, I don't know, it just sort of all happened. And I'm so grateful it did because, I mean, yeah, I still look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, what? Huh?
Mm.
And it happened kind of quite quickly for us as well. Just a bunch of sort of misfit random friends who sort of just ended up being an Alpine. So.
Well, I actually read that there were 6 logical steps in the Alpine family tree that showed very systematically how you all came to know each other.
Yeah.
Which is quite a little entertaining little thing to read. I think it's on your website or something. I don't know. But
it's the easiest way because otherwise I find every time I try to answer this question, I feel like I'm writing an essay. So I'm trying to think of everything and then how it all gets
how did it
together.
All get together?
It's like, it's just ridiculous. So those 6 steps, it's like the 6 steps to the Alpine crew. So it all sort of makes sense. So that's probably the easiest way.
I guess it really is an organic process. I know that sounds kind of, you know, silly.
No, I love that. Yeah,
it kind of, I guess, music, you know, if it's going to happen and you're meant to do it, I think it will happen.
Exactly.
Now, your album, A is for Alpine, was recorded in the rural place called Gisborne.
Yeah.
Where on earth is that?
Oh, it's a magical land far, far away. No, it's about 40 minutes drive out of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of near Bacchus Marsh, if anyone knows that. Mm-hmm. Sort of the direction of the airport.
Right, I'm still new to Melbourne, so I'm sort of getting my head around it all.
It's a beautiful area. Yeah.
So you went out there and you worked with producer Dan Hume, who has also produced Lisa Mitchell. What was it like working with Dan?
Dan, it was, obviously for the sort of our first real main experience with working with the director, so sort of one-to-one, was just a really, like you said before, like it was also very organic. Like we just had this fantastic chemistry straight away. He got our humour. We're a bit random, we're a bit daggy, and he's a little bit daggy too, but he's also this like very, he's a musical genius. He's kind of like the mad professor in the music world, I guess. And he really helped to push us from, because we'd had all the songs already written, and he helped to sort of let us challenge the way we might have seen it or push it in a sort of certain direction that we may have not seen before. But because we're so comfortable with him, we were so happy to just take the risk and go for it, and it always worked out really well. And then at the same time, he was extremely patient with, you know, our ideas or how we sort of saw the song or what we wanted from the song. So it was a really, really, really fantastic sort of working thing that we just got everything that we wanted from the album, and there's no regrets from it at all. So, and we've also got a really good friendship from it. So we'd love to hopefully work with him again in the future.
Now, Lou, we've just got a text message come through. It says, "Hi, listening to Joy on my way home and absolutely loving Alpine. Love, Tim.
Aww,
so there you go. Got a new fantastic fan. Lou, I'd love to hear more about all of this in a second. We've just got to take a break. Do you mind holding on the line and we can talk more in about 30 seconds? Thank you so much.
Easy.
Great. That's Lou from Alpine. We're going to take a short break and come back and hear more about all of that. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is nearly a quarter to 10. We've been talking with Lou James, the front woman, or one of the two front women, of Melbourne band Alpine, who have just released an incredible debut album called A Is For Alpine. We've been talking with Lou about their experiences of working with producer Dan Hume, who has also worked with producing with Lisa Mitchell. Lou, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, fantastic. There you are, patiently waiting.
Oh, I'm just drinking a glass of wine.
Right.
No, I'm not. Just joking.
So, Lou, your experiences in the studio, how do they compare with your live experiences? Because I saw Alpine play at the Corner Hotel earlier this year, and I can tell you, and I'm not kidding, your performance was the most animated and energetic I have ever seen, and you guys ooze, I don't know, something. What's your experience of the studio versus live?
Oh, so different. It's like having a bipolar personality. It's I don't know, I guess in studio I'm just, you know, I'm Lou, and it's very quiet. I don't know, it's very tame, and it's, I don't know, a lot of thinking, and I don't know, I guess work, because we have quite a really sort of strong work ethic, and we're quite sort of devoted to what we're doing, but we also still have a laugh or anything. But I mean, compare that to us on stage, it's just, I don't know, it's another, I guess the thing is for Phoebe and I, we're very inspired by a lot of like the sort of glam era.
Yeah.
I mean, for Phoebe, she sort of is very inspired by Grace Jones, and Kate Bush isn't glam, but I'm very inspired by Kate Bush. I think it's those, in terms of those theatrics, like we did theatre at school together, and I think, you know, you've got two front chicks at the front, and it's quite unusual, and we just, I don't know, naturally the first gig, we just started dancing around the stage, and it was just something that just, it was just primal for us, like it just happened. And then I think since we've been playing more and more, we've just started to come into our own, and it's like, I mean, both of our voices, I couldn't perform without Phoebe. Phoebe couldn't perform without me. So I guess it's like having one instrument and then having sort of two personalities on stage. Because we're not, like, you know, I've known Phoebe for, like, over 10 years. She's my best friend. And it's not at all like we're trying to outshine each other. It's such a partnership on stage. And I think we just want people to be visually sort of mesmerized by it, because it's just, you're performing, like, why not just go nuts? Like,
I think,
you know, you can listen to the CD and then you can watch us, so.
Because it is quite unusual to have two front singers with, you know, with equal importance. It's quite strange, and I don't know whether it's not done because of an ego thing, or whether it's just, I don't know, it's just so unique that Alpine has that. So,
yeah.
I mean, and you both girls really, really bring to that theatrical and that really production, you know, style of performance to the show. And I think, you know, it's absolutely unique and is definitely, you know, something to see live. And speaking of live gigs, I do believe that Alpine are on tour on the National A's for Alpine tour. And for all us Melbourneites, I think you guys have a show coming up in September, the 8th, at the Corner Hotel.
I just heard that one sold out, but we've got another one on the night.
Out. Okay.
I know. It's very exciting, though.
So get in quick. Get in quick, Tim. Tim's just sent through a message. Tim, get in quick to see these guys. They're selling out fast.
Yes, we are. I can't believe it. And we're sort of like, what? Huh?
What?
But I remember, it's crazy. So, but we have a lot of special things planned for the Corner Hotel shows. So, I won't say what it is, because it's a surprise, but It'll be a special treat for those who are going.
So the 8th of September is sold out, but there is also another one on the 9th.
The 9th. The 9th is still selling, so if you haven't got tickets, come, because it's going to be lots of fun.
And do you guys have a website? I think it's alpineband.com? Is that
correct?
Yeah,
or just Facebook, which is Alpine Band. So you can find us easily anywhere.
Don't go to alpine.com, because you'll probably end up at some Swiss resort or something.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully we inspire people to go skiing, you know. That's the other thing. So, so that's the whole vibe of us, really.
Lou, it's been fantastic to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
And, no problem. Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And again, congratulations on the album. It's fantastic. We're going to take a listen to one of your tracks. This one's called Lovers, but it's number 2. I really like this one.
Oh, thank you.
Lou, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are going to check out some more music from Alpine. This one is called Lovers 2. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, that's a track called Lovers 2 by Melbourne band Alpine. Thanks so much to Lou James, one of the front women of the band Alpine, for chatting to us on Kiss My Arse tonight. Fantastic to hear all about your incredible music. Wow, it really is an interesting blend of bits and pieces. So if you're keen to check out more of Alpine, head to alpineband.com or you can search for them on Facebook. And don't forget, they do indeed have a gig on the 8th and the 9th of September at the Corner Hotel in Richmond if you're keen to hear them live, and they are fantastic live. I've seen them at the Corner Hotel before. So if you get the chance, check them out. Back in May, Sophie from Little Wise joined us on Kiss My Arts, and that was just before their EP launch. They've been very busy since then and have an upcoming headline gig at the Empress this Thursday, and we feel a little bit proud to have had them on Kiss My Arts. So Little Wise will be supported by Jewel Pearl Band and Al Parkinson. So if you're free this Thursday, head down to the Empress to check out Little Wise. Head to littlewise.bandcamp.com for more info on their music and to keep up to date with what they are doing around town. Coming up next week on Kiss My Arts, we have another Melbourne band joining us on the show. Melbourne band Jen Knight and the Cavaliers will be joining us live in the studio. With their eclectic mix of funk, soul, and pop, Jen Knight and the Cavaliers are making waves with their live shows and have an upcoming gig at the Toff in town on Sunday, the 9th of September. So I do believe that's also the day of Alpine, so there's going to be a bit of a choice to be made there. Head to junearthed.com/JenKnight the Cavaliers. That's Jen, K-N-I-G-H-T, Knight. To check out more about their music, they'll be joining us next week and be performing live in the studio for us. Cat Power releases a new album this Friday. This album is called Sun. I'm going to be sharing some of those tunes with you next week and also giving it a review. So if you're keen on Cat Power, tune in to hear what I have to say about it. Coming up next, we have the wonderful team of Our Voice. But before then, I'm actually going to leave you with another track from the lovely Mia Dyson, who has also just released another fantastic album this week. This one is called Fill Yourself. It's off her latest album, which is called The Moment. But before I leave you with that track, don't forget you can also head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts to follow the Kiss My Arts show. That will take you to all the links you need for Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz. And you can also follow the links to read all of the reviews from Kiss My Arts. So if you're enjoying the show, we'd like to be friends with you on the old Twits and Facebook. So you can head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts. Stay tuned. Coming up next, you've got Our Voice. Melbourne, you've been fantastic and as classy as usual. Stay tuned. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.